It's the big question. It's very fragile. Even after the Israelis announced the ceasefire, there were some rockets fired into Israel again by Hamas. And a few hours later, Hamas announced that it too was committing to a ceasefire, but it gave it just a week. The Israelis didn't give any time limit to it. And Hamas said a week, within which period all Israeli forces must be withdrawn from Gaza. So you have a dangerous situation of two people agreeing to a ceasefire without any contact between them or any common understanding of what it means. And my feeling is that it will hold in the big sense, in that there won't be immense breaches of it by either side, but I think there are quite likely to be some breaches of it. I think that we're entering a new situation where each side recognises that the fighting of the last 3 weeks has clearly done enormous damage in terms of Palestinian casualties. The Israelis probably feel that they've gone as far as they can politically, partly because of the Obama inauguration on Tuesday. But now there's an awful lot of very difficult agreements that have to be sewn up if the whole thing isn't going to fall apart again. And I think it's going to be a very difficult week and quite a hair-raising week of seeing if some of those arrangements can be put in place.
The Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said yesterday that the Israeli operation had achieved its objectives, but as you say, just hours after the Israeli ceasefire began, Hamas rockets continued firing from Gaza into Israeli territory.
Well, I don't think the Israelis ever claimed that they were going to be able to stop Hamas firing rockets altogether, but I think what they will claim, they will argue, is that they've dealt such a blow to Hamas with this application of overwhelming force with the devastating consequences that we've seen, that they think that the Palestinians will think again very hard before trying to carry on attacking Israel with impunity, which in the Israeli perception is what they were doing before. Of course, from Hamas's point of view, their goal has been, I think, to goad Israel into action, to create a situation where Israel would come under pressure, as it certainly is doing, to lift the blockade of the Gaza Strip, which is that's the primary goal of the Palestinian leadership in Gaza. Now, whether that can be done or whether new arrangements can be made to secure the border between Egypt and Gaza, that's the route for smuggling weapons into the territory, that really remains to be seen. And that's one of the difficult things that is going to have to be tackled in the coming days.
We've got just a day to go now before Barack Obama takes over the presidency. Do you think we can expect action or some sort of announcement from the new president pretty soon after he is sworn in?
I think, taking everything that's happened in the last 3 weeks, through which period Obama has basically maintained his silence, it's hard to imagine that he won't make it a high priority on his first day or two in office to address this conflict. Everybody knows that it's got to involve the United States if there's ever going to be any kind of peaceful settlement of this. And I think that there will be a huge expectation that Obama will speak on the subject and at the very least signal a determination, which I think is absolutely required, that this American administration will be engaged intensively in attempts to resolve this conflict from day one.